Legislation is changing, budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia. Today, we're tackling a huge topic that impacts every trader, investor, and market participant, whether you realize it or not. We're talking about central banks, specifically the U.S. Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank. Their decisions are like tremors in the financial world. When they raise rates, adjust forecasts, or even hint at policy shifts, markets respond instantly. Stocks, bonds, currencies, even crypto, they all move. So in today's episode, we'll break down exactly how central banks shape markets, why the Fed rate hike impact on stocks matters to every investor, and what you can learn from the ECB inflation forecast analysis. I'll share historical lessons, sector-by-sector breakdowns, and practical strategies so you can navigate these waters with confidence. This episode is going to be detailed. It's basically a masterclass in how central bank decisions filter through the global economy. So settle in, maybe grab a notebook, and let's get started. Why central banks hold the keys? To really appreciate the power of the Fed and the ECB, you have to understand their role. Central banks are like the referees of the global financial game. Their mandate is to keep the economy stable, balancing growth, jobs, and inflation. They use a toolkit that includes policy interest rates, which they raise to slow inflation or cut to stimulate growth. Balance sheet operations, like buying or selling bonds, which change liquidity conditions. Forward guidance, which is basically their ability to shape expectations just through speeches and press conferences. And regulatory levers, like capital requirements, which affect how much banks can lend. Every move filters down to markets. Mortgage rates, car loans, company borrowing costs, stock valuations, they all tie back to central bank decisions. Fed rate hike impact on stocks. Let's start with the Fed, because it's the most influential central bank on the planet. When the Fed raises rates, traders everywhere sit up straighter in their chairs. The Fed rate hike impact on stocks is pretty consistent. First, companies see higher borrowing costs. If you're a corporation loaded with debt, suddenly servicing that debt gets a lot more expensive. That squeezes profit margins. Second, consumers start to feel the pinch. Higher mortgage rates, higher car loans, more expensive credit card balances. That means less disposable income for spending, which cuts into corporate revenues. Third, valuations come under pressure. Higher interest rates reduce the present value of future earnings, which is especially tough on growth stocks. Think big tech names with sky-high valuations. And fourth, sentiment shifts. Even if the fundamentals aren't immediately impacted, investors often move into a risk-off mode when the Fed signals aggressive tightening. That means money flows out of equities and into safer assets like treasuries. Sector-level impacts. But here's where it gets interesting. Not all stocks respond the same way. Tech and growth stocks get hit the hardest because their valuations depend heavily on future earnings. Banks and financials can actually benefit at least early on because higher rates widen their net interest margins. But if hikes go too far and slow loan demand, even banks take a hit. Utilities and consumer staples, your classic defensive sectors, tend to hold up better. Investors view them as safe harbors, and energy stocks are a bit of a wild card. Rate hikes can weaken demand expectations, but geopolitics and supply shocks often override Fed influence in that sector. Historical case, the Volcker shock. Let me take you back to the early 1980s. Inflation was running wild in the U.S., and Fed Chair Paul Volcker slammed the brakes by raising rates dramatically. Stocks plunged into a deep bear market. But once inflation broke, the stage was set for one of the strongest equity bull markets in history. The lesson here is that Fed rate hikes can bring near-term pain, but sometimes that pain clears the path for long-term growth. ECB inflation forecast analysis. Now let's shift gears to the ECB, the European Central Bank. Its role is trickier because it's not just managing one economy. It's managing 20 different countries in the Eurozone. That makes ECB inflation forecast analysis absolutely crucial for investors. When the ECB signals higher inflation in its projections, here's what usually happens. Bond yields rise because markets expect tighter policy. The euro strengthens against currencies like the dollar or the pound. And European equities, particularly in rate-sensitive areas, face headwinds. On the flip side, if the ECB signals that inflation is cooling, bond yields fall, easing financing costs. The euro weakens, which helps exporters. Stocks often rebound, especially cyclical industries. Example, post-COVID inflation spike. We saw a vivid example of this in 2022. After COVID, supply chains were strained, and then the Russia-Ukraine war caused an energy crisis. Inflation surged in Europe, far above the ECB's 2% target. ECB forecasts showed inflation remaining stubbornly high, and the bank was forced into aggressive rate hikes, even though weaker economies like Italy and Spain were struggling with growth. Investors who followed the ECB inflation forecast analysis closely were able to protect themselves. They cut exposure to vulnerable European consumer stocks and pivoted toward exporters that actually benefited from a stronger euro. The interconnected web, Fed versus ECB. It's important to remember the Fed and ECB don't act in isolation. Their decisions interact, and the divergence between them can be just as impactful as the moves themselves. If the Fed is hawkish and the ECB dovish, the dollar strengthens and the euro weakens. That's a big signal in forex markets. If the ECB is hawkish while the Fed is cautious, European bonds may underperform while US equities gain relative strength. If both are hawkish, global equities feel the squeeze. Safe havens like gold and the Swiss franc tend to rally. And if both are dovish, risk assets worldwide usually rally, but you have to watch out for the inflation risk underneath. So traders have to look not just at one central bank, but at the dynamic between them. Strategies for traders and investors. So what do you actually do with this information? Let's talk strategy. Position by sector. When you know rate hikes are coming, rotate into defensive sectors and trim high growth names. Hedge currency exposure. ECB forecasts affect the euro, so even equity investors should think about currency risk. Watch bond markets. Yields often move before equities. Rising yields scream tightening ahead. Falling yields suggest easing. Use options tactically. Puts and volatility products are great insurance during uncertain central bank cycles. Avoid herd mentality. Markets often overreact to central bank press conferences. Sometimes waiting for confirmation gives you better entries. Case studies in action. Let's make this concrete with two recent case studies. Fed's 2022 to 2023 cycle. The Fed pushed rates above 5%, levels we hadn't seen in decades. The Nasdaq plunged more than 30% as growth stocks were hammered. But once investors began to sense that the hiking cycle was near its end, the market rebounded sharply. The Fed rate hike impact on stocks here was a two-stage story. First pain, then relief rally. ECB's 2023 inflation projections. Meanwhile, the ECB kept projecting sticky inflation because of wages and energy costs. Markets priced in higher rates for longer. German bond yields climbed, the euro strengthened, and European consumer stocks slumped. Exporters, however, found a tailwind. This is the power of ECB inflation forecast analysis. It can literally shape sector and currency outcomes across the region. Tools to stay ahead. Here's the thing. None of this works if you don't have the right tools. You need speed, insights, and platforms that let you act in real time. That's where a world-class, cutting-edge, user-friendly trading platform app comes in. Check out crystalballmarkets.com trading platform here. https://crystalballmarkets.com/platform. It gives you professional-grade capabilities, so you're not stuck playing catch-up while markets move. And if you're still sharpening your skills, education is your best ally. A beginner-friendly podcast series can make these complex central bank dynamics easy to understand. Listen to Crystal Ball Markets podcast here. https://rss.com www.cbmarkets.com/podcast/crystalballmarkets. They cover trading, investing, macroeconomics, and financial markets in a clear, accessible way. Final thoughts. So what's the bottom line here? Central banks may not be thinking about your personal portfolio when they make decisions, but their actions shape its fate. The Fed rate hike impact on stocks can make or break equity markets, and the ECB inflation forecast analysis sets the tone for currencies and bonds across Europe. For traders and investors, the lesson is clear. Stay informed, stay flexible, and use the right strategies and tools. Central banks may hold the steering wheel, but with preparation, you can navigate the road with confidence. That's all for today's episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia. Thanks for listening, and remember, knowledge and preparation are the trader's best weapons. Until next time, trade smart and stay ahead.